classic example in our tradition of God telling somebody what to do in order to, well, there, you know, there's other characters that that happens to, but particularly with Moshe, Moshe hears that he has to go and free the Israelites at the burning bush, right? He hears the message, and he says, how can I do it, though? Like, I can't, that doesn't make sense, because I'm not equipped for that. I don't have good speech, I'm a stutterer, whatever. So his way that he sees reality doesn't allow for the commandment that's coming through. And finally, God gets mad and says, look, who do you think created the mouth? Who created speech? Who created, just, you got to trust that this is going to work out. So it's the same thing. When we're getting a message, we have to trust that this message is coming from the fabric of reality itself. It's not some thing that is just emerging in our own consciousness in an isolated way. We are connected with everything. We're connected with the rest of the reality. So when I say, even, that God is talking to us, it sounds dualistic, like there's this God over there, and I'm over here, and God is telling us. That's just a metaphor. That's not really what I mean, right? Really what I mean is that God is reality. God is what is. And reality wants to unfold in a certain way, but it gets stuck in our navigational array called the brain, where the brain gets into certain patterns. And the brain has to participate, right? The brain has to calculate and navigate and figure things out. But what it tends to do then is it thinks it has to figure it all out, or it thinks it has to understand the whole thing, and it sees everything outside of itself as chaos, right? That's the assumption, is that it's just all random, it's just all chaos. Forgetting that this whole human race has come about without any help from our own brains. Right? The whole universe somehow came about without any help from our own brains. Now, we don't have to theologize any more than that. There's order to how things unfold. There's intelligence to how things unfold. So a convenient way for our brain to conceive of that is in a dualistic way. God is telling me something. It's like, there's God, there's me, God is telling me. So I talk that way, and we can think that way just because it's useful, not because it's really the truth or it represents an absolute reality. It's just a useful way of thinking in order to help us to remember to be receptive to how reality wants to unfold through us. And how do we do that? We do it just by asking ourselves the question. Asking ourselves the question, asking God the question. And being open and being present and not letting the mind get carried away at this point. The mind has tasks to do. But when we're listening to what God wants of us, the mind has to be kept really in check. Because otherwise, it will create scenarios. Oh no, but if this, then this, but how can this be? The mind will spin out, the mind will calculate something which is very, very, which is just according to its own limited condition scope. And if we want to really open to what God wants from us, then we have to relax that whole conditioned mind thing and see what the impulse is that's coming through us in a really deep way. And we might not understand it. It says, move to Tallahassee. I don't know. It says something that doesn't make any sense. But that's because it's part of something larger that can't be communicated to us all at once. You know, maybe some people, but not me. And most people, that's how it is. And that's kind of fun that it's that's how it is, in a way. If you can get over the fear of it, it's kind of fun, because that means you get to be surprised. You get to kind of discover it as you go along, as opposed to having the blueprint laid out from the beginning. When I'm teaching, that's mostly what I'm doing. I usually don't really know what I'm going to say when I'm starting to teach. Maybe just a core nugget of something. And I've discovered over time that that's the best way. Because if I lay it out in advance, then we have a class that's created by the mind. And that's useful for conveying information if that's what our goal is to convey information. But if we want to convey what God wants conveyed, then I have to just let go. I have to just let it be open. And then maybe we can hear something. It's not me, right? It's not me and my ideas. It's something that's coming through that's fresh, you know? And I still get nervous. I still think, oh, I'm not going to have anything to say. I don't have any ideas, you know? But every time, something that I feel is of value comes through. So I don't know if who else thinks it's of value, but I'm relieved that something comes through that is useful to me, you know? When I'm teaching myself, right? It's not like I have the answers and I'm telling you the answers I've discovered. I don't have the answers. The answer's coming to me right now. And that's the way it works if we make ourselves open, right? If we open ourselves and relax the limited mental apparatus, which is useful for figuring out things and constructing things, but not really so useful for connecting with truth, with ultimate truth. Because it's always just making a picture of the truth. But in order to make a good picture of the truth, it has to be connected with the truth, first of all. And the truth is not in the realm of images. The truth is just here, all around us. The truth is everything. And the mind makes images.